High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid 70s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid 70s. For Sunday, sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures around 92 degrees. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Soybean Export Council, with support from the United Soybean Board, continues to maintain relationships with key buyers around the globe amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Michael Clements with more.
The group conducted the Asia Trade Exchange, a virtual conference targeting customers of U.S. soy in the region. USEC CEO Jim Sutter says attendance for the virtual events was strong.
We've had several virtual events lately. We had a large global digital conference, and we had 1,600 participants from 84 countries. We had a conference that focused on aquaculture and the COVID-19 impact. And then we had this Pan-Asia Soy Food Summit and our Asia Trade Exchange. And in those two events collectively, we had about 1,700 attendees.
The two Asia events, Sutter says, gave the U.S. soybean industry a chance to promote U.S. soy products to importers and build demand internationally.
We had a great introductory video that was put together by Secretary Perdue, where he talked about the U.S. soy advantage. We had Undersecretary McKinney live involved. And as both talked about, our goal as U.S. agriculture is to stay connected with buyers around the world and talk about the importance of these relationships that we had. So we took the opportunity to talk to them about the 2020 soybean crop outlook, to talk about the demand that we're seeing for that, to talk about the U.S. deep commitment to sustainable production, all those kind of things that we think people really want to hear about.
And while nothing can fully replace a handshake, these virtual events still give USEC the opportunity to engage our export markets in a meaningful way, provide valuable information, and actually reach a broader audience.
We're able to reach more people. People find it a very efficient way to communicate. 90% of our attendees at this last meeting told us that the virtual events are valuable alternatives to the in-person events. And most important, what we really wanted to make sure that they're taking away, 94% told us that they learned useful new information about U.S. soy, and 93% they learned why purchasing U.S. soy will be profitable for their businesses.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News. Three of the largest school districts in the state will not resume classes until after Labor Day in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders of the Wichita School District voted to delay the return to school. That came after the Blue Valley and Shawnee Mission districts in Johnson County announced their delayed openings on Wednesday, just hours after the Kansas State Board of Education rejected Governor Laura Kelly's order to delay school. Dodge City Days will continue. It's an annual festival that brings thousands of tourists to western Kansas, but due to COVID-19, it will be a bit different this year. Dodge City Days has been scaled back with some events canceled, but some are still on. Events like golf tournaments, the annual 5K run, and the PRCA Rodeo, which brings some of the best competition from across the nation. The rodeo will start Wednesday the 29th and run through August 2nd. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism has issued its list of public health advisories for Kansas lakes due to toxic blue-green algae. The warning includes Brown County State Fishing Lake, Milford Lake, Zone C in Geary County, South Lake and Wilderness Lake in Johnson County, Peter Pan Pond in Lyon County, Marion County Lake and Reservoir, and Cheney Reservoir in Reno, Kingman, Sedgwick counties. Boating and fishing are fine, but swimming is discouraged. A man who provided massages for female athletes at the University of Kansas is facing six new misdemeanor charges of sexual battery. The amended charges come after 49-year-old Sean O'Brien was charged in February with a child sex crime, prompting the university to cancel its contracts with him. The university said in March that six female athletes told investigators that they had experienced unwarranted touching during massages provided by O'Brien. The amended charges were filed July 14th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska tax revenue will likely dip below earlier projections because of the coronavirus, but the state's budget picture won't be as bad as previously expected. The Nebraska Economic Forecasting Advisory Board lowered its outlook for state tax collections in the current fiscal year, which began July 1st. Their estimates will reduce the amount of revenue available to lawmakers this year by $48.5 million. The owner of a pharmacy that provided drugs to Nebraska for use in a 2018 execution is expressing remorse for making the sale, but acknowledging that he knew the prison officials wanted them for a lethal injection. Public records show that Community Pharmacy Services, a pharmacy in Gretna, Nebraska, agreed to sell the drugs to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services for two payments totaling $10,500. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Washington County Fair is in full swing through Saturday. Judging and shows continue Friday with a rabbit, poultry, and dairy competition. First of two fair parades downtown this evening at 6. This year's theme, the Roaring Twenties, are back. Kids can meet first responders at 7 with Hero Night featured. Pedal pull registration starts at 7:30, as well as the annual watermelon feed. The livestock auction is tonight at 7:45. Dueling pianos begin at 8:30. Saturday wraps up activities with a second parade downtown at 5, followed by Rusty Ryerson live at 8. Tune to KNDY for continued updates Friday and Saturday from the Washington County Fair. The Gage County Fair in Beatrice is underway this week with several limitations due to COVID-19. Several aspects, including carnivals, independent food vendors, concerts, and camping, were compromised this year. This year's fair is a 4-H and FFA exhibition only. There will be livestock animals brought in, peewee shows for young children, and a race Friday night. Masks will not be required, although social distancing is encouraged. The Gage County Fair runs through July 26th. The annual Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca begins Friday, continuing through Monday. Open class divisions have been suspended this year, but 4-H exhibits will be judged Friday. Friday evening, the dairy and hog shows are slated, with Red Dirt Rendezvous Band live at 9:30. Saturday, the sheep and beef shows are scheduled. The band Scalawags performs at Skoke Park at 8. On Sunday, the 4-H Fashion Review begins at 1:30 at the community building. The Nemahal County Fair Parade is Sunday evening at 6:30 in Seneca. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has lifted the public health advisory at the Washington State Fishing Lake due to blue-green algae. The lake had previously been under a watch, which again was lifted earlier this week.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Better late than never. Three area high schools will be holding graduation this weekend. USD 364 Marysville will honor 78 graduates.
Hello, Bulldog family. This is Darren Schrader, Marysville High School principal. Graduation is on July 26th at 2:30 p.m. in Homer Hansen Stadium. The district strongly urges spectators to wear masks, social distance, and not mingle after the ceremony. Please plan for the heat when considering attending the ceremony. And congratulations to our outstanding class of 2020. Go Bulldogs.
USD 498 Valley Heights will graduate 27 seniors.
This is Chad Kenworthy, principal of Valley Heights High School. We are having graduation on Saturday, July 25th, beginning at 11 a.m., located at the football field. We ask that all attendees wear a mask and practice social distance appropriately. There will also not be a reception line following the ceremony. We also would like to congratulate all of our 2020 graduates and ask for you to come out and support our students and their great accomplishments. Thank you.
And Prairie Hills USD 113 Axtell will be holding their graduation with 13 graduates.
This is Jason Tynan. I'm the principal at Axtell High School. We'll be hosting our graduation ceremony 3 o'clock Sunday, July 26th in the Axtell High School new gymnasium. Each student will be given 15 tickets. That ticket is required for admission. This time I'd like to congratulate the class of 2020 for all their accomplishments and their patience and handling adversity throughout this whole school year. Congratulations.
KNDOI would like to congratulate all the graduates from the class of 2020.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Merle D. Merritt, age 80, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Family funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Merrill Merritt.
The press reports a Democrat-linked super PAC is meddling in the Kansas Republican primary. Why are national Democrats spending big money to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary for Senate? Because the Democrats know they can beat him. They beat him 2 years ago for governor. They also know Kobach used to be pro-abortion. That's right. As reported in the Kansas City Star, as a state Senate candidate, Kobach said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Did you hear that? In most circumstances? Now Kobach's trying to cover up his liberal abortion record. Pro-abortion election loser Kris Kobach. No wonder Democrats like him. Don't let Democrats think they can fool us. Say no to Kris Kobach. Plains PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.plainspac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see sunny skies and dry weather, at least for today, continuing into tomorrow before we have a low pressure system that's moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. That cold front will push through, bringing showers and thunderstorms as we're into Sunday into the early parts of next week. We're going to see warm temperatures due to an upper level ridge, but then cool down as we head into next week, thanks to that passing of the cold front. So look Looking at the forecast for this Friday, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower to mid 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies around the mid 70s, and Sunday, storms. And that's a look at your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things good.
Average high temperature late July, 89. Recent record high, 103 in 2012. The average low, 67. Record low, 59, set in 2003. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise the morning at 6:18.
Toes are a little like snowflakes. No two are exactly alike. And some think their nuances can be especially revealing. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 24th, the 206th day of the year. Aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart was born on this day. We wouldn't call it a science exactly, but there is a mode of thought that says the shape of your toes can reveal a lot about your personality. If your second toe is longer than your big toe, for example, it indicates you're a good leader, athletic, but a bit impulsive. If your big toe extends way beyond the rest, you're a creative, sharp thinker. If your little toe is unusually small, you're likely to be playful and childlike. Can you wiggle your little toe by itself? That says you're flirty and adventurous. Next time you're examining your downstairs digits, see if it's true what the toes knows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve the puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Chris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Chris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live. Brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar. Friday Night Live, playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Dilly's Flower Studio, Sheer Quality Furniture and Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, and Galloway Wiggers and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Yeah.
Mid-America Network Sports. Denny Hamlin was the winner of a crash-filled race at Kansas Motor Speedway, giving him 5 NASCAR Cup victories already this season. Hamlin avoided 2 major wrecks, later passed Kevin Harvick in the closing laps before holding off Brad Keselowski. Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, and Ryan Newman were among the drivers to wreck. Martin Truex Jr. came across third, Harvick wound up sliding to fourth, and Eric Jones rounded out the top 5 to cap a banner night for Joe Gibbs Racing. JGR made all the right calls during a crash-filled final stage to win in front of empty grandstands. Major League Baseball returned to a limited season last night. Here's Brian Todd with more details.
More than 80 baseball players have tested positive. More than a dozen staffers have tested positive. Among the players testing positive, National slugger Juan Soto just found out today that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He's out indefinitely.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Boxing fans are going to be treated to a matchup of 2 former champions in September. Correspondent Barbara Cusack fills us in.
Former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson getting back in the ring at the age of 54. He's going to be up against 4 division champion 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. in an 8-round exhibition match on September 12th at Dignity Health Sports Park in California.
Little old David, who only has God on my side, which is all I need.
And then the other ego says, you, watch what I'm going to do.
Tyson, who became the youngest heavyweight champion in history when he won the title in 1986 at the age of 20, told ESPN, just because you're in your 50s doesn't mean you can't do it. I'm Barbara Cusack.
The fate of next year's Olympics depends on Japan's handling of the coronavirus.
The Japanese government is still not opening sporting stadiums to full capacity. Now that's a big obstacle if it wants to host one of the world's biggest sporting events.
In America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course, lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high-quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor-quality premium paints and primers, Spectro color matching, and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Like new and on trade and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2016 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive, it's one owner, a 2012 GMC Acadia, 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 Z71 4x4 pickup, and a 2008 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive work truck. Available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Dr. Roger Marshall has shown he'll stand up for Kansas veterans. As an Army Reserve veteran, Dr. Marshall co-sponsored a bill signed into law by President Trump that will help tens of thousands of Vietnam vets get the benefits they deserve. Dr. Marshall also voted to give veterans greater access and choice in health care, allowing use of VA benefits for neighborhood urgent care facilities so veterans can get care close to home.
In the Senate, Roger Marshall will keep our nation's promise to Kansas vets. That's why Dr. Roger Marshall's been endorsed by one of Kansas' greatest military veterans, Senator Bob Dole. Marshall is also endorsed by Kansans for Life as the pro-life candidate for Senate. Dr. Roger Marshall for Senate. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Press a few of your garden's flowers to enjoy throughout the year. Turn these garden beauties into cards, gifts, and works of art. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Just place the leaves and flowers between pieces of craft or similar paper in a flower press or heavy book. Be sure to sandwich the flowers between sufficient layers of paper to protect the pages of your book. Use freshly picked flowers at their peak of beauty for best results. Arrange the leaves and petals as desired before pressing, since they dry the way you place them. Once your flowers are placed in between the paper and pages of the book, close it and stack a few books on top for added weight. Your dried flowers will be ready in about a month. Store pressed flowers in paper envelopes or between sheets of paper. Place in stationary shoeboxes in a dry location. You can purchase or make your own flower press with wood, bolts, wing nuts, cardboard, and paper. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican, Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
It's known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke, a settlement of English that vanished between 1587 and 1590 in what is today North Carolina. Over 400 years later, the fate of those men and women is still a mystery. We track down the clues next on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1587, John White led 116 settlers to the New World to establish a permanent colony there. His return to Roanoke was delayed 3 years due to war with Spain, and when he did finally make it back, he found none of those he left behind.
It asked his people if they had to leave to carve a clue as to where they might have gone, and if they had to leave due to distress to carve a cross over this word. Eventually, he would find the word Croatoan carved on a post at the fort, but did not find any cross over this word.
She says that one clue, the word Croatoan, was the name of a nearby island. John White sailed there to locate the colonists, but did not find them. A rumor began that anyone who tried to settle in that area would mysteriously disappear, and no one sailed back to Croatoan for another century.
About 100 years later, an English land surveyor, John Lawson, would shipwreck at Croatoan. Met natives there that initially he was very frightened of. They were dressed in animal skins with body paints, but as they approached him, he noticed that some had gray eyes, bits of gold in their hair. They were very proud of their English heritage, could speak a bit of English, told Mr. Lawson they would never harm him, for their own ancestors had been English.
That one shred of evidence seems to be the best lead anyone has as they try to solve the mystery over 400 years later.
It's America's oldest unsolved mystery. We do have the traces that John Lawson had found with the Croatans. The Lumbee Indians of Lumberton, North Carolina, claim heritage with the colonists, have always had English last names, have never had a Native American language. Our government says that they have too much European blood to be a Native American tribe.
Traveling the countryside in Fort Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with appliances, furniture, household items, a rotting lawnmower, and Ford 8N tractor for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan. Saturday, July 25th, sale begins at 9:30. They have a washer and electric dryer, 9-foot upright freezer, king-size bed, bedroom set, Lazy Boy reclining divan, glide rocker, glass front hutch, dining table with 6 chairs and 2 leaves, dinette with 4 swivel chairs, 2-drawer file cabinet. The 51 Ford 8N tractor with blade and comfort cover sells at noon. Also kitchen items and appliances, fancy dishes and glassware. A John Deere 48-inch 22-horse riding mower. Schwinn Airdyne exercise bike, gas grill, patio table with 4 chairs, treadmill, and miscellaneous. This household auction for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan, Saturday, July 25th, begins at 9:30. At 1410 North 15th Court, just west of the intersection of 16th Street and Jayhawk Road, north of the Marysville City Cemetery. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Crayfish are common inhabitants of a pond and important to its ecosystem. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're good eating for both humans and wildlife, but can also cause problems as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic.